No, son. You mustn't do it. He'll take it out on us. He won't dare. But alas, Franek knew where to touch me. He knew my weak point. My father had never done military service, and he never succeeded in marching in step. Here, every time we moved from one place to another in a body, we marched in strict rhythm. This was Franek's chance to torment my father and to thrash him savagely every day. Left, right, punch! Left, right, clout! I decided to give my father lessons myself, to teach him to change step and to keep to the rhythm. We began to do exercises in front of our block. I would give the commands, left, right, and my father would practice. Some of the prisoners began to laugh at us. Look at this little officer teaching the old Jap to march. Hey, General, how many rations of bread does the old boy give you for this? But my father's progress was still inadequate, and blows continued to rain down on him. So you still can't march in step, you lazy old devil? These scenes were repeated for 2 weeks. We could not stand anymore. We had to give in. When the day came, Franek burst into wild laughter. I knew it! I knew quite well I would win. Better late than never. And because you've made me wait, that's going to cost you a ration of bread. A ration of bread for one of my pals, a famous dentist from Warsaw, so that he can take your crown out. What? My ration of bread so that you can have my crown? Franek grinned. What would you like then? Shall I break your teeth with my fist? That same evening in the lavatory, the dentist from Warsaw pulled out my crowned tooth with the aid of a rusty spoon. Franek grew kinder. Occasionally, he even gave me